This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Bhubaneswar in Odisha today. The conference is being held to provide an interactive platform for senior police professionals and security administrators in the country to discuss and debate diverse national security-related issues. Deliberations during the conference focus on critical components of national security, including counter-terrorism, left-wing extremism, coastal security, cybercrime, new criminal laws, and narcotics, among others. The President's Police Medal or Distinguished Service will also be awarded during the conference. Home Minister Amit Shah, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, and Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister P.K. Mishra are among the key dignitaries taking part in the conference. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that developed India is no longer a dream, but a challenging goal, and the nation with its resolve will achieve this goal. Addressing a conclave titled Developed India 2047, Vision of a New India 3.0 in New Delhi this morning, Mr. Dhankar said, Indian economy and infrastructure and digital penetration is being accoladed by IMF, World Bank and World Economic Forum. He said IMF has said that India is the favorite destination of investment and opportunity. The Vice President said that transparency and accountability has come in the system, and over 50 crore people have been connected to the banking system in the shortest possible time. He also stressed on vocal for local. Mr. Dhankar also urged people to use resources as per their need. He said people should act like a trustee and should not engage in reckless exploitation of resources. The Centre and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed a $98 million loan agreement to improve horticulture farmers' access to certified disease-free planting materials. This will enhance crop yield, quality and resilience to climate impacts. The loan agreement for Building India's Clean Plant Program was signed by Joint Secretary in the Department of Economic Affairs and Officer in Charge of ADB's India Resident Mission. According to the Finance Ministry, the project supports the Atmanirbhar Clean Plant Program, which strengthens plant health management. It will help develop regulatory frameworks and systems to implement the Clean Plant Program effectively for horticulture in India. The project will involve collaboration with private nurseries, researchers, state governments and growers associations to ensure its success. The project will also help farmers in adapting to climate change by addressing the impact of rising temperatures on pests and diseases. Cyclone Fengjil over southwest Bay of Bengal continues to move towards northwestwards with a speed of 15 km per hour since yesterday midnight. The cyclone is likely to make a landfall tonight at Puducherry. Due to the prevailing situation, normal life has been thrown out of gear for people living in coastal areas and delta districts. People living in low-lying areas have been shifted to camps as a precautionary measure and are given food, shelter and basic assistance. Water levels in the reservoirs are steadily rising up. Flight services have been affected badly. In view of the cyclone, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin took stock of the situation today. In an interaction with the media after his visit to the Cyclone Control Centre at Chennai, the Chief Minister said the government has issued necessary instructions to the district collectors of Tiruvallur, Kanchipuram, Ranipet and other districts to take necessary action. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today handed over sanctioned letters and loans of worth over 1,121 crore rupees to more than 50,000 beneficiaries at a credit outreach program in Janjarpur in Madhubani district. Ms. Sitharaman distributed the loans under schemes of PM Swanidhi, PM Vishwakarma, Mudra, Stand Up India and Kisan Credit Card scheme to the various beneficiaries. In badminton, the Indian duo Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto has advanced to the mixed doubles final at Syed Modi India International 2024 Super 300 tournament in Lucknow. The duo defeated Chinese pair Zhao Zhihong and Yong Yiji of China 21-16, 21-15 this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.